Tell me when you're ready.
Now it's running.
Okay. So I am Dave Rubin. I'm the music judge that's going to be discussing with you guys how you did today. So, gentlemen songsters, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So first, couple thoughts, couple questions, and then a couple thoughts. So the first question is, how long have you been directing them?
Since 1986.
Okay. Long-time chapter?
Lifetime
original.
Yeah. We're in the Detroit number one part of the name is the eighth oldest chartered chapter in the society.
Nice. So 60 years old or something.
And the longest, yeah, 1941 was the first show.
That is crazy. You guys been competing regularly?
What's, yes.
Where do we stand in our life cycle?
Okay.
Only every year.
All okay, time. That's great. And last question before we actually jump into this. You don't need to answer this one yet. When you guys left the stage, before you know you talked about it, before you saw our scores, what did you think about your performance? Thumbs up, thumbs down, good?
Thumbs up.
Pretty
good?
Pretty good. Yeah? Okay, how did you feel about the scores?
Pretty good.
We went up.
She could have been higher.
She's the only honest one in the room.
No, good. And I did you guys finish
second? Yeah.
Congrats. Good job for you all. So, all right, so I'll jump in a little bit. Can we sing a little bit?
Yes.
I think you can sing a little bit. Let's get you to sing a lot. So, yeah, music was a little bit on the low side, but we were very consistent. So on Do My Regrets of Broadway, we had to go 68, 68, and on Make Them Laugh, 67, 68. So I went down a point, Steve did not. So let's jump up and get in a, or stand quietly, carefully, and get in a singing position. We'll talk about that. Okay, so details on this. They're going to be in our show in September. I'm sure on that.
Okay,
I missed that
part. Detroit, Oakland, Gross Point.
So how many guys was it the first time singing with the Detroit chapter after the merger? Very nice. That's pretty exciting. So good for you guys. We've got a couple mergers going on.
There's a couple more right now.
We got a couple more going on, a couple of that going on at JDB, so we'll see how it goes. All right, so give my regards to Broadway. So I thought in general, that a couple things I wrote down right at the beginning, I thought it was a really nice sound. You guys came out with a nice, full, resonant sound, so thank you for that and all the support, and the singing guys I'm sure will reinforce that. If they don't, they're wrong. there was a little bit of things that didn't line up, you know, we didn't quite get vowels lined up in sync and all those little typical things that we may not talk a lot about since the song is going away. I really liked the plan. I liked the way when you came to the verse, it started in rubato and then it went into tempo. I thought that was a really good choice and you guys did it really well. What I'd like to do is, can we start at, since we're not working details of the song, I want to get to the big ticket items. Can we start after the intro, right at the Give My Regards?
Sure.
Oh, won't you?
Know where we are?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
starting from scratch.
How about together?
Do that again.
Yeah. And not so loud.
Oh,
so just right there, that's one of the big ticket items. Oh, won't you? When do you turn that vowel? Right now everyone's turning it a little bit different. And it just isn't clean. I know you guys are looking ahead, but it doesn't matter because right now I'm going, oh, what was that?
Okay.
I'm not with you going on the ride. I'm going, oh, what was that? Oh, won't you? What are you asking for?
That. We've been working on it.
So what we call that is full evaluation of the vowel. Oh, won't you? The longer you can sing the vowel, the more it's going to ring. And the later it is, within reason, everybody lines up. So anybody think, oh, won't you? You've messed up the sound. Do you hear the difference?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Details.
At the level you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to angels where it's
where. Are we standing in parts?
Yes.
So what's over here?
Bass.
And where the and leads?
These are bases by themselves.
These are spread a little bit.
Oh, let me hear this half of the chorus. Mostly bases, I felt like you were behind when we got into rhythm.
So let's see.
They've never heard that before.
Yeah. Have we talked about, let me give a 30 second thing. So anybody ever march? Marching band?
Marching band.
Anybody play sousaphone or tuba?
Yeah.
You have to play ahead of the beat. Why? Low frequencies take longer to propagate. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait and listen, you'll be behind.
Wait. We've said that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We didn't talk, I swear.
Bass and lead.
Bass and lead. Or this half? No, just do bass and lead.
Low, right? Right.
No, leads and basses because they have to line up. Otherwise, the basses right. think they're together, but they're behind. Leads and basses.
And you're next.
Oh, won't you give my regards to Broadway? Remember me to Merrill's Square. And won't you tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there?
Nice, much better. And I think it's a combination of me pointing at you, but also with just the two parts, you can hear a little bit better where you're supposed to line up, and you stop listening to the wash of the sound and go, where do I fit? As soon as you think and listen, you're late. Baritones. This is our baritone death. You listen, and you're late. Okay. Don't want to spend any more time on that, but I did have some sync and lineup things pretty much throughout both songs, so as you move on to other songs, that's an easy thing to fix. Crispness and cleanliness goes a long ways for getting rid of a lot of the, why is this just not working? The audience doesn't know why, but crispness and cleanness gets all that out of the way and they can start focusing on the music, which is what I want to hear.
Right.
Okay, enough of that. Let's go on, there's a couple other big ticket items I'd like to do, so start there, let's go for it. Thank you for your—
Four part, two part?
Four part, everybody.
Oh, won't you give my regards to Broadway? Remember me to Mato's Herald's Square. And won't you tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there? Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. So give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. Ere long. Gee, how I miss the old gang and how we used to sing our song. Give my regards.
Good, good. So a couple things. I want to let you go. There's two or three things. I'm loving the volume shape. The whisper was lovely. And the all the way back to or the next part where you end that phrase and you go down to the quiet spots. Uh-oh, did I hit a good spot?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
This is really nicely done, and we wrote all day, no volume contrast, no volume contrast, so thank you.
We used to get, well, you're saying kind of right here.
Yeah. However, so we give with one hand and take with the other. Right here where it gets loud, when you get loud, sometimes it popped out of the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this time in this room, not so much as on stage. On stage, I really wrote down, loud parts kind of came out of the sound. This was not too bad, which is why I wanted to let you go. But sometimes when we get really loud, you guys think loud. And you don't need to think loud, you need to think big and bold, urgent, passionate, not loud. See what happens to my voice? Loud. But I want big and bold, not loud. That's what happens. So sometimes, as we ask for that upper palate of the volume, the sound changes, and it's not as unified. So that was one of the big ticket items. Again, whatever your next song is, when you get to those big places, think this, not this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Sure does.
Let's, I got one big tie-up thing that singing's not gonna help us. And this is a little bit aimed more at you, Steve, and mm-hmm. please don't take this as criticism, but it kinda is.
Thick skin. Thick skin.
Two little things, actually. That whole end of the consonant where you do this at the end of the song mm-hmm. just feels unnatural. I'm not a big fan.
It feels unnatural seeing me do it?
Is that or having us do it.
Having us do it. Or whatever that is.
Just going to the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then holding it for a long time. I love ending a word, but you would never say it, you know.
You're right.
What's the last word?
Long.
Okay.
You say long, and you'd end the word. So you got to get the NG in there, but emphasizing it just, yeah. So
never there's a thought whole, of that. You're right.
There's a whole push towards naturalness of delivery in the modern barbershop world is very much more honest language and honest emotion, and that kind of takes us out. The big ticket item I wanted to talk about that actually on this one was the whole song has a really good plan, but it feels like a plan and it feels controlled. And if I'm actually feeling like I'm singing this to my friends in a spontaneous way, there's just a whole lot of stop and start and controlledness. And I'm not sure that the plan gives you a chance to sing it in a natural, exuberant give and take. Does that make sense? There's just a lot of places where it kind of comes down to a stop and it feels artificial. It's we're going to do something cool.
In a conversation, it wouldn't stop.
Yeah, but there's ebb and flow, okay. So we can certainly slow down and make cases, but you don't stop, unless you're William Shatner, which doesn't count. So there's just it's interesting and better than just singing it through, but there has to be a balance to being able to deliver it in a more natural, honest way.
Okay.
So would an example of that be like the part where we go, oh, you, and we carry out that you almost a bit longer before we drag it into give my regards?
That one actually doesn't bother me because it's sort of like I got a really interesting point. Mm-hmm. That can work. Yeah. But when I have a phrase and I come to a stop, it feels affected. Mm-hmm. If I have a place and I'm trying to make a point, and then I move on, that feels more natural. Now, obviously, we're not doing exactly the way you would say it, but it should inform your delivery a little bit more, perhaps. Because otherwise, it feels like we've got this plan, Steve's got us doing this, and I want to hear a song. I want to hear a story. I want to hear a mood and emotion. I don't want to hear we're doing this because it's a great place to stop.
The breath. The breath at the end. We kept it going.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of a little overall, and it wasn't a big deal. I mean, we're really right in the middle of that B section, but this is the thing that starts moving it towards music and less away from a barbershop song setup plan thing. Okay?
Okay, sure.
So, okay, make him laugh. Let's try this. Right from the start.
Listen up, listen up, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage.
Let's do that again. I'm not saying why.
Okay. Tempo.
Listen up, listen up, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage.
Good. It leads in baritones.
Uh-oh. That's
me. Now it's your turn.
Listen up, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage.
Great. So a couple things. Listen now leads was good, but then baritone, I heard a lot of listen now, which is not a good choice. Listen now, just like we talked about earlier on the first song. And then after the leads have posted and you guys join, it just doesn't come together. It just doesn't align. I'm not sure why, but it's our word sounds are not crisp enough, and I wrote, crisper words, better ensemble sound, because it feels a little garbled. Is it high?
No.
Okay, let's do the leads by themselves. Let's have the baritones listen carefully, and then put it back together and see if we can get it to line up better. It's a little muddy.
Listen now.
Okay, leads. Lit is the first word. The second word is
send.
Listen now, not listen now. That, as soon as you sing that S, you have no ring.
Heard that before.
Listen up.
Yes. Yeah, and then go on.
And then the last thing I'm going to ask you is leads, and there's hopefully you've seen guys. Listen, nah, lift, lift, because it feels like it's sinking, and we're not giving them anything they have. Listen, nah, and I got a cold. Listen, nah, and everything's up, and keeps going up, because it feels like it's dragging.
Listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage.
Yeah, it's something to do with the vowels. Listen now, on and on.
One and all.
So maybe there's a ooh in there. One and all. It's very hard to understand those words, and I've actually directed this song. But it's hard to direct those words, and I think if we don't be crisp on that, they have nowhere to hang. One more time, then we're going to add the baritones.
So it's not
you guys to
one and all.
To the effect of, even within the section, it's not clear. So when we add the other three parts and 20 more guys, I got a whole bunch of sound and no words.
Listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret.
Better. Okay, let's add the baritones. I'd like you to face the leads and keep him in your corner of eyes. And leads face the baritones a little bit more. And your whole goal is to lock this together like you do in your sectionals. Now it's a big sectional between two groups, and it's got to be unified and crisp.
Listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all.
Good. So better? The one and all is just, it's hard because the vowels come out of nowhere, so we might have to do a little separation if you were to do something like that again. One, as artifact as it feels, it actually gives you some, listen up, one and all. You just can't tell what's going on.
We need the ooh.
I think so.
That's what you're saying.
I think so. Baritone's
that's
better.
What we've talked.
There was a please or something with an S that no one lined up. So just, I just want to focus a little bit for you guys. In this song, I really struggled a little bit more with execution. I thought the passion and the fun and the excitement was better than the first one. I think you really have the sense down of what this song's about. But I thought your execution, which is all the technical stuff, was less good, which is why my score came down a point, why Steve stayed the same. You sang with much more fun and excitement and mood, but it wasn't as clean. And what I wrote, and I'm down to about 3 minutes, so I'll just give you kind of the bottom line. Nice feel for the song. I really enjoyed your thoughts around singing at the cabaret, having a party, and just enjoying yourself. I wish you could focus this through better ensemble sound. It was not as good as the first one. If the ensemble sound, the technical piece was better, the music would have come out much more and I would have enjoyed it more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's easy to think, oh, we're singing an uptune, we're singing fast, we're singing exciting, and sort of forget all that stuff, that it all matters. Basses in your solo. Is this a little low for y'all? Did we drop this?
There are a couple of spots that are at the bottom of the range. No, we didn't drop it.
Okay. No. We threw this out of my chorus because my basses couldn't sing it either.
Yeah.
But it got a little growly.
Yeah.
And it's just, in some respects, becomes, unfortunately, what can you do about it?
I know.
Other than get rid of the song.
Right.
it wasn't terrible.
Raise it a half stop.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that a little bit, but it's a high lead part too. Two more things I'm gonna throw out at you before they kick me out. And this one kind of comes out of left field. We haven't really talked about it yet, but I wrote this down all day today. Finish words. So the one I wrote down, and there's a handful of them, was shine. And I got shine. It's shine. There's phrase endings, and again, we don't want to hear shine, but we want to hear shine, and I want to hear shy. There's a happy medium. We done?
Time.
Okay. And the last one was, I thought the tag got shouty. And what we want to do is urgent and excited, just like the first song, urgent and excited, not just loud. Loud's not a good choice. Loud's not a musical choice. Loud's a mechanical choice. Musical choice is excited, passionate, bold, something like that. Musical choices, not mechanical choices.
Matt used to say, don't let the beast out.
Yes,
he did.
That's a great way to
That's
put
right.
it.
That's
okay.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.